you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Time for some local sports here on this Thursday edition of the show. Well, the high school sports season continues to move forward, and we're almost done with fall season. Same could be said for junior college athletics. Now, we're in the final weekend of the soccer season, unless USU Eastern can win their conference tournament games. Tomorrow, both the men and the women will travel up north. And joining us right now on the phone to preview those two games, we have Coach Ammon Bennett. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling.
Definitely, Coach. Love following the team throughout the year, and we have reached that pivotal point. It's win or basically go home. I mean, you're fighting now to extend your season as we go into the conference tournament, which will officially begin tomorrow, both teams traveling up north. All in all, Coach, going into tournament play, I guess this is a great starting point as we preview what's ahead. On the injury front, how are both teams now that that grueling conference schedule is complete?
You know, that's interesting. On both sides, they're now pretty healthy. We've had some concussions and some sickness and weird, bizarre injuries that have just snuck up on us at the wrong times during the regular season. But for the first time, playing against our women playing snow and our men playing Salt Lake, that's the first time they'll face us with all of our bodies being healthy in the starting rotation. So that's a good thing for us. We hope that adds to the competitive side and our chances to be able to win.
You talk about going up against these teams three times, Coach. Let's begin with the women. First off, three games against snow. Two of these three were at home. A 3-2 loss, a 1-0 loss, and then you traveled to Ephraim, a 2-0 loss. I mean, these were highly competitive games. And you and I were talking off of the cuff. I'm going to view soccer in a similar sense as the way I view basketball. I think the conference, there's a lot of parity. I think the competition is heavy front to back. And anytime you go into a conference tournament and you're playing someone for the fourth or fifth time, I think you can throw what happened in the regular season out the door because it's difficult to beat a team four consecutive times. Obviously, someone who just looks at box scores would say Snow would be the odds-on favorite, but I don't think that's the case here, Coach. I actually like this matchup for the girls.
Yeah, we do too. You know, Snow's a really good team. They have great players. They're well-coached. But in each of the games we've played, it's literally about us eliminating one mistake. We've made one mistake in each one of those games that were critical, that created a goal-scoring opportunity for Snow College, and they capitalized on it. If those are eliminated, I think the 3-0 win-loss for them advantage goes 2-1. In other words, we win 2 and they win 1, or it might even be a 1-1-1. But they're very evenly matched. There's no secrets anymore. I think we have a good, solid idea on what we need to do to be able to beat them, challenge them. I'm sure they do as well. But you're absolutely right. Trying to beat a team four times is just so difficult. Been doing this a long time. In other conferences, you typically might see the team two or maybe three times, but four times is really tough. To try to pull off. And again, all of the teams on the women's side, they've all been competitive games. Down the stretch, there's been a lot of just one goal, two goal games, which are very, very competitive. So we like our chances. We like the matchup. We hope we come out and just don't make that one critical mistake that allows the other team to have that easy goal.
Let's move over to the men's side, Coach. You guys will get Salt Lake and get a similar situation. The men losing all three games to Salt Lake so far this season. When you take a look at the Scenic West Athletic Conference standings, it was Snow College and Salt Lake at the top. I mean, they were neck and neck. Salt Lake, I believe, ended up pulling out the one seed, which allows USU Eastern to go toe-to-toe with them, if I'm not mistaken here, Coach. But nonetheless, it was very close between Snow College and Salt Lake at the top of the standings. Do you prefer Salt Lake or Snow in this situation if we're talking about the draw?
I'd probably have preferred Snow College. I think in the Snow College games, we played them very even, maybe even might have outpossessed them at times, and we had some really good opportunities, a lot of opportunities to score and just didn't. Snow is extremely dangerous on set pieces. They score a lot of goals that way. Salt Lake is just a very dynamic team. They have very dynamic players that possess the ball really well, really get forward, press you really hard. They play a style that has been difficult for us to handle. However, it's that fourth game now. We feel like we've narrowed the gap some. They still are the best team in the league. But, you know, we played them 2-0 here at home. We lost to them, but the first goal that was given up was a mistake. The keeper thought there was a whistle, so he set the ball down on the ground, and a Salt Lake player just ran and picked up the ball and more or less just dribbled it in the goal, and everybody just stood and watched him. It's just a mistake that you just never see. So the game was a 1-0 game for Salt Lake here. We have to play very good to beat them. Salt Lake can probably get away with a few more mistakes than we can. But it's the playoffs. You know, if somebody gets a little nervous, someone gets hot, someone scores at the right time, and boy, the season can just flip really quick. And like you said, you know, you lose, you go home. So we know that. We're going to give it everything we have, and we're healthy. So all those things lead us to think that we're going to have a good game.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern Soccer Squad's coach. As you go into tournament play, how does one head coach handle preparing two teams for a winner-go-home situation? I mean, when I talk to coaches all the time, they got one team to worry about. I know this is not your first go-around. You've had experience with this before. Is it difficult for you the week of to try to prepare two teams?
Yes and no. But, you know, I turn a lot of responsibility over to my assistant coaches. Where I know the players, we're at the point where we want to play, and so are the coaches. So I'm not going to wear myself out. So Jared Woodhouse and David Navoa, Sam Hall, Corey Jorgensen, they're all assistant coaches, and Jared being an associate head coach, handles a lot of the coaching and training responsibilities because one person just can't do that effectively. So I have to trust them and get them involved. And so I've had that pattern for the last 20 years that I have to involve other people to get the job done, and they've done a great job. I'm assessing and giving advice and involved in the day-to-day stuff, I don't wear myself out overall with trying to come up with all of the schemes and all the game plans and all the tactics and all the techniques. That a lot of that is a combined effort and turned over to certain other coaches so we can more effectively coach and keep our energy up as well.
At this stage of the season, I would assume it's either you know it or you don't know it. So, Coach, gearing up for the opening round, do you focus more on your first-round opponent and kind of, I guess, bring back the level of physicality in practice? Or how do you handle it? Do you keep it business as usual? I mean, what's the routine this week? What's it been?
Yeah, I mean, it's really just focused on the one game. Saturday doesn't exist. It's for us, we're going into that game with the idea that that's the only game that exists. We got to win that game. Minutes are going to go up. Being physical is going to be part of it. Not being afraid, as far as injuries, anything that you're hurting or anything like this just doesn't matter anymore. Everybody is geared up, ready to go. Not a lot hasn't changed other than just trying to get everybody focused, trying to get people recovered a little bit. You know, you can't do a lot to make the teams any better, but you can certainly screw them up by working them too hard or doing something dumb that's going to make them tired.
I guess sometimes that's a good thing, right? You say you can't make it any better at this stage of the game. I guess from a coach's perspective, that's okay this late, right? I mean, there's beauty in that.
Yeah, there is. We feel like we're playing as good as we can. Now it's just a matter of go put it all together and let's just win the one game, and then we'll worry about the next day. But everything just is focused on the Friday game.
Coach, all in all, when you take a look at the way things have gone this year, successful 2018 season. I mean, I'm sure you would like to be a little bit higher seed. Of course, that's what you play the conference season for. But in talking with you, I can sense some optimism. So I would assume that you're okay with the way the 2018 season has gone.
Yeah, you know, we have two really good teams. It's been frustrating in some respects because we've had some really odd things happen with some injuries, with some other questionable things that have happened on the field. You know, we had an incident at College of Southern Nevada where a player got ejected from the game, and he was the wrong player to be ejected. So now there shouldn't have been any. We're up 2-0 in that game, and a player gets ejected who shouldn't have been, and we end up losing the game 3-2. You know, that type of stuff. And so it's just extremely frustrating, but you look at us, you know, we're as good as anybody in the league. We like our chances. The psyche of the player, though, you just don't know where they may be. We know as coaches we're capable of outplaying and beating anybody. It's just a matter of we just can't have some of that odd stuff happen to us anymore. We've been a little bit snake bit. Some of that's our own fault. Others is just unbelievably unlucky on both sides.
Well, Coach, I'm definitely looking forward to the weekend. Hopefully it's a long weekend for both teams. I definitely appreciate the time. I know you're busy. You guys are getting ready to head out, so I'm going to let you get. But, Coach, I'm always appreciative of the time, and hopefully we can catch up again next week.
You bet. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Ammon Bennett of the USU Eastern soccer squads, both the men and the women. Stay tuned to Castle Country Radio. Tomorrow we will bring you updates on both games throughout the day, and, of course, you can watch both of them at ScenicWestSports.com. We've got a break for just a moment. When we return, we'll bring in a great friend of mine, Antoine Staley. He's going to help us talk some college football. A couple of big matchups this weekend, including Florida and Georgia. That's number 7 versus number 9. We'll talk about that when we return.